Random House Audio presents At the Devil's Table, the untold story of the insider who brought down the Kali Cartel by William C. Rempel. Read for you by Fred Sanders. Prologue. Wrong number. Washington, D.C., Monday, June 12, 1995. A late spring storm had turned the U.S. Capitol wet and dreary. Under heavy overcast, the streets were so dark at midday that drivers turned on their headlights. But on C Street, the sun was shining in one corner of the State Department, the office of the Assistant Secretary of State for International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs, fondly referred to by its occupants as the office of the Secretary for Drugs and Thugs. The staff of Ambassador Robert S. Gelbard was celebrating news that U.S. and Colombian drug agents had just captured one of the biggest names in the Cali cocaine cartel. After months of Gelbard's incessant cajoling, urging, and browbeating, the Bogota government had finally brought down a prominent trafficking target. It was hardly a crippling blow to the world's richest criminal enterprise. The boss of bosses, the head of the cartel, remained at large and under the protection, it seemed, of the most powerful political forces in Colombia. Still, Gelbard and his staff dared to hope that the Cali Syndicate could be dismantled. Across the Potomac in Langley, Virginia, a telephone operator picked up an incoming call at about 1:30.
"Central Intelligence Agency," she said pleasantly.
"Yes, hello. Please pardon my English," responded a Latin-accented voice in perfect English. "I'm calling from Colombia. I have some important information about the Cali drug cartel. The head of the cartel, I know his location."
"Yes, sir. And how may I direct your call?"
"Well, your agency has people..."